Yo, welcome to another episode. So this is part two of our previous episode called Men in Abusive Relationship. And this article just made me speechless, angry, sad, and just frustrated, and just want to scream. Like, I am just lost of word. And in our today's society, I keep on saying it on social media, especially on Twitter, that men and boys in Jamaica society are not taken seriously. They don't care about us. And now this article literally shed some light on it, but made me very angry. So this victim, and now he's no longer a victim, now he's a survivor in an abusive relationship, is encouraging men to speak out before it's too late. He has been beaten for, he has been in a 6-year relationship or marriage, and basically he is beaten every single day. And our Jamaican society really does not have no mechanism in place, or no no sympathy towards men in place, because you're a man, you're not for cry where you cry for, you're a girl. And that mentality and backwardness with our women, they should face the court of the law. And trust me, it was me, it would be otherwise. But let's see. So in this story, it highlights that he was married for 6 years. He was constantly abused, beaten, and suffered verbally and emotionally abused by his wife, M.T. wife. And the most shocking part of the story is that you think in her family member live close to them, right? And you swear think his family member is going to stop and going to encourage, why I beat the man? Them family member turn around and beat him too, gang up on him. And I am what the hell? I am so shocked. I am so hungry. And then in the comment section in the Star, because it is in the Star publish it. In the comment section in the Star, the people, the links of people, men and women, also laugh at him. And you know what? I just go through the comment section and just block. Because at the end of the day, a man brave enough to come out and speak, and you see it is a joke, you see it is a mockery. But if it was a woman being beaten by a man, you will see otherwise. And then the article went further to say that the head of public safety and security branch, Commissioner Police, McKenzie, say it is common than public realize it. I was like, what? It is common? Oh my God. And I was like, what? It is common? And he said he encouraged men to go to the police and go to the police domestic violence unit and speak out and report it. And this man, Carl, who resigned in Kingston, said that he literally go to the police, seek intervention, because he could not take it no more. He said for years he remained in the relationship with his partner, the reason why he remained in his relationship with his partner, because they have a child together, and the child is the only reason why he hold on this for so long, to be in the relationship, and then he find the strength to leave approximately 3 years ago. And what Star did, they did not publish his actual name, but they put an astronaut for Carl. And now he has been move on from his relationship, from his past relationship, and now he has married to another woman that is happy, and he's in a happy marriage. But before that, let's chat back a little bit. He was married in 2014, and then now the divorce is finalized, and then now he is encouraging men who are beaten badly. They need to seek help and speak out and go to the domestic unit of violence in the police constabulary force and report it, but also seek help, talk to a counselor, talk about it, and all of them something there. And why Rizzo, I'm doing this part to highlight Carl's story. He's 33 years old, and he is a survivor. And what most stood out in the article, he suffered from not just only physical abuse, but also in verbally abuse, emotionally abuse. And these are the ways that he have to say, no son, it can't go longer, it cannot go longer. And shame on the family members that decide to join and gang him up and beat him as well. It is just backwardness, and Jamaican, we need to stop ridiculing a man. Woman overall need to stop. I hope he press charges against her, because in the article he did not say he press charges, but he's more likely just move away, because him no want depicting them mother in a jail and all of them something there. But any day, I will also press charges. If I was in his situation, I would press charges. More likely, she would have to go to jail. I don't care whether I'm in love you or not, whether I have a pity for you or not, you're going to go to jail. And that is the one where it stick to me, stands out to me. He did not want to move on out of the relationship because he have a child with her, and he's trying his best to move away, trying his best to keep the family together. And let's dissect that. Some woman, them strong. You can't do nothing. But them strong, them have this manly thing about them, and their personality is dominant, and they're very aggressive. And you as a little man that is not vocal and them something, they will take advantage of you. And what you have to do is stop them in their trap to say, no, I don't like this. No, I don't like this. I remember a man tweeted a tweet on Twitter. I don't remember. He said that he went to the university hospital, and his woman says something towards him, which is very offensive, and she walk off and go back something across the vendor. And I'm like, you need to end the relationship. You really need to end the relationship. He say that I need to end the relationship or something like that. I'm saying you need to end the relationship. The level of disrespect is not in the tweet the woman said. He said, I know in car situation, many men are being disrespected in their relationship. And when he tried to fight back, the woman literally called family members to beat him up. And it's very sad. It is very, very sad. And those trauma and toxic relationships, these women need counseling. They need help. They need to, we need to find out the reason why they act the way they act, because they really need help. They don't want to take accountability unless you're being physically abused, you're being emotionally abused, you're being verbally abused, and there is the justice. I tell you, the human health, the human organization fail or men, human rights organization fail or men in seeking help, in making them get help. They don't speak out about the situation. They only speak out about the situation where women are being affected. And I just cannot fathom that. Human rights organization, you need to voice your opinion on men being abused in relationship, not just women. You need to strengthen your organization, provide more counseling session for men, provide more ability for men to have a safe space to speak about. And it's just sad that men are being laughed at and be shamed, because if they come out and say, I am a victim of my wife beating me, you're ridiculed. And it's a backward sentence, backwardness of Jamaica. His woman, go to jail. She will never go to jail, press charges and all of them, something there. But in the article, he also say that when she is the type of person, if she talk and do not and he do not pay her mind, she become verbally physically abusive towards him by kicking him, slapping him multiple times, and get violent and verbal at times. And he was a stranger in the community, and his family member, as I said, close to her, back her home. And what also stood out in the article also, he said the only thing that he have to do is seek God, seek divine intervention. And that's the only way he could have literally find peace within himself. So now forward to the future. Now with him, Carl is in a better position. Carl is in a better position and a better mind of frame and all of them, something there. And now he met a wonderful young lady. He is planning to marry her, and she's an amazing wife. And his wife was one who moved out and kept him coming back for 3 years. So she is describing his ex, and say, but she was no wonderful in a Natal car because she'd have beat you. But I am and the back and forth for 3 years. So now he's searching for another partner, but it was not working out. So he chose God instead. So after several years now, he encouraged me. So he said, the way forward, he said, to share his, the way forward, he said that he wants to share his story. He wants to go on programs where he can talk and where the news reached to a teen. Just a recently news where a teenager girl killed her boyfriend. And so abuse of men is happening right around us. And yes, it is really happening. And he encouraged men to walk away, and there was nothing in the relationship for him. So there was no growth, just abuse and disrespect. So verbally abuse and mentally, emotional abuse can really affect a person how they function in life, how they view women in life, this car for life, because this abuse that Carl faced, it is going to scar him for life. It is going to take some time to heal from that. And we encourage women to take accountability. Stop abusing your partner and go and seek help, because you are abusive. Go and seek help. Go control your anger. You need to go to anger management classes, because you're not for put, first of all, you're not for put no and no man. You're not even an argument. Don't literally turn on him, because at the end of the day, it's not good pretty. And it's shocking. The police say it is common, but the public not realizing it. And that's why I liked in the story. So this is part two of men in abusive relationship. I'm very hungry and pissed of it. And trust me, men, speak out, seek help, and literally make sure that your partner is held accountable, and make sure that they face prison time, they face jail time, they face the consequences of their action, their reckless action. So that is it, and I'm your host, Boss Wagga Hippie. I got it.